Shannon Johnson, my friend from Visit SI, is in the studio. It's good to see you again.
Good morning, Tom.
You know, the question is for the Southern Illinois Boat and Fishing Show, which begins this afternoon, do you have any icebreakers? Something with a really strong bow to go through the ice at Crab Orchard? That's
you know,
the question.
No kidding. Every year's a new year. But, you know, the worse the weather is, the more people come out. So
Oh, yeah.
We're okay with it.
And it's weird because you're in one of the few areas, with my experience, because I go to these fishing and boating shows and have, you know, for decades, literally, mm-hmm. right, starting with the arena, is that if it's really nice, people come out, and then what we would do is go, oh, well, we got to go fishing now.
Right, that's exactly
and
right.
And if it's really terrible, we go out and we see it because it's our good whiff of spring, you know. Punxsutawney
right.
Phil, by the way, has said 6 more weeks of winter, so
yes.
We put a bounty out on him. 3 days now, starting this afternoon.
That's right. 3 to 8 today, 9 to 7 tomorrow, and 10 to 3 on Sunday.
How many vendors?
Oh, gosh, I knew you were going to ask me that. I'm not sure, but I know it's full. It's always full.
It's full.
Yeah, we've rearranged a little bit. We had an RV dealer that had to back out, so we put some more boats out there. So
good.
A little more variety of boats.
You know what's interesting is every time I read this, I have a natural instinct to say fishing and boat show. But I always wondered, boat and fishing show, is it because there's an intentional bigger emphasis on boats and boating?
That's correct. Our boat vendors are prime vendors because of the space that they occupy throughout the show. And, you know, unfortunately, tackle vendors are getting harder and harder to find.
Really?
I'm not sure if people are buying online. We always have a good fair share of them, but recruiting them to the show these last few years it's been a challenge.
Well, I'm looking forward to Fred Washburn, and just lives around the corner from me.
Yeah.
From Cottonmouth Lures, and I'm kind of curious next time I see him, I'm gonna say what's behind this, because I have a feeling he'll know.
Right. And I'll tell you, we're a great show. We get a lot of attendees, and our prices are phenomenal. I mean, where can you go for a 10x10 booth for $150 for the entire weekend? And we give you a table and 2 chairs, and it's skirted off. So it's, I don't think it's about cost. I think it's about supply and demand, and you know how the online thing is getting us.
Right. Seen the same thing happen in wedding photographers, for instance.
Exactly.
When I watch this. You know, and there's another thing that I see a lot more of here over on this side of Illinois than I do in southeastern Illinois, although I'm seeing an increase there, is guide services.
Yes.
Especially Kincaid, some of the others. I mean, I've really seen a greater presence on this because, Shannon, I know you've sensed this over the last, in particular, we're going to call it 6 months. Politicians, I don't know if this is orchestrated or not, but there's been a new level of enthusiasm when it comes to promoting tourism.
Yes,
have you've
absolutely.
Seen it too. It's not just me then.
No, it is. Tourism is a revenue generator. So your politicians are always going to stand behind tourism because we bring in the money. I always say we're a revenue maker, not a revenue taker. And if you look at the statistics and the numbers that tourism brings into just Williamson County alone every year, it's shocking. I mean, it's mind-boggling.
A friend of mine moved here from Southern California. He says, you don't understand what you have. He's lecturing me. He says, you can go to Crab Orchard Lake and you can put in for a minimum fee. If you've never been here, you can buy a one-day pass, right?
That's right.
I buy the full year pass myself, right? Because mm-hmm. I'm always there. And he says, you go any other place in the world, man. He says, you got to pay for your boat to put it in. You got to pay for a parking pass. Then you've got your sticker.
Mm-hmm.
He says, then you got to pay to put it on the lake. And chances are there's some additional fees. He says, going fishing in somewhere in California, if you want to go bass fishing, you figure it's $200 to put the boat in.
Right.
And, you know, what's interesting is we have this resource. People are seeing more money in their paychecks now starting in February. I wonder if that will not, you're going to say, you know what, that's my money. And what do I want to do with my money? I want to have some fun.
That's right.
I worked hard, and I wonder if maybe this boat and fishing show isn't an opportunity to go, you know, I've been wanting that for a long time, and now I'm going to get a break. I think I'm going to take it.
And we would love that, and so would our boat dealers.
Right, and a good time to ask questions.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, our boat dealers, the owners are there to answer questions on site. You can buy a boat on site. You can reserve a boat at their dealership. I mean, they are always willing to work with customers. Our show is very, very profitable for them as well as our charities that we pull into the show as well.
All right, which charities are that?
The charities is Gumdrops and the Youth Outdoor Education Foundation. And this year we have teamed up with In the Wind Ministries, and they'll be collecting non-perishable food items for the local pantries. So
I love gumdrops.
Yes. And Gumdrops and the Youth Outdoor Education Foundation are both centered around children, and they've been our charities for the last probably 7 years.
How much to get in?
Free. Free parking, free admission.
All right. So keep that in mind if you want to go out and enjoy yourself, maybe get a little bit of taste of spring fever.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, you know, the other thing is I'm kind of curious because I see these guys a lot at John A. Logan for hunting and fishing days. With this weather like this, I have a tendency to want to know if you've got cold weather gear people that are going to be there selling gloves, hats, you know, things along that line, rain gear.
We do actually have some clothing vendors. I'm not certain on what their specialty is, but we do have some clothing dealers out there.
Because when it's 13, I have a tendency to go, you know, what kind of coach you got?
But that's a good idea if we don't have one. We'll look into that for next year.
All right, because you know, I had some friends at Baldwin Lake, and they're going, this is the weirdest thing ever. You got to take your whole fishing rod and dip it down in the hot water from the lake to be able to thaw it so you can cast.
I'm right.
Like, it sounds like more work than I'm really interested in. The Southern Illinois Boat and Fishing Show is this weekend. It's a 3-day event. It's at the Marion Pavilion, which still some people struggle to find.
Yeah.
You got a map online, visit SI. You can search it easy enough and show right where to go. Any other things that were for any giveaways?
We will have door prizes tonight and possibly throughout the weekend. We've had some vendors show interest in donating some things for door prizes. So depending on how many of those we get, we'll give them away as long as we can all weekend. Seminars all weekend.
On?
Bass fishing, IDNR, Crab Orchard. We're going to have all kinds of seminars throughout the weekend. And live entertainment. He's kind of a mixture of bluegrass and up-to-date music. And he'll be there from 3:30 to 5:30 on Saturday.
All right. So a number of items to go. There may be a good time is on Saturday afternoon. And then again on Sunday, two during Super Bowl. You can go early and then catch the game at 5:30.
Yep. 10 to 3 Sunday.
Shannon Johnson, visit SI, the SI Boat and Fishing Show at the Pavilion of Marion, beginning this afternoon at
3 o'clock.